Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, fully independent, fourth-generation family office right here in Phoenix, to bring you information you may not find on those other financial radio shows. We're aware the last thing you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here.
We do. We appreciate it. We appreciate being back in Phoenix, too. Being in Nevada last week was nice, but it was different, and you know we're creatures of habit. So we are, let me start with the shout outs as usual. We've got a new person that came in the office last week, a radio show listener, and his wife passed away. And over the years, you know, I've been in the office almost 30 years, and this scenario happens a lot. His wife passed away, but she was the one that handled the finances. And he needs to get organized. He needs to get up to speed on education. So he needs somebody that's going to not take advantage of him. And he came in, sat down with us. Wonderful man. We're going to get him all taken care of. We already started helping him with what to do, what kind of order to put things in. So if you lost a spouse and all of a sudden now you're kind of floundering or not sure what to do, let us help you. We're very gentle. You already know we have no pressure, no quotas, fully independent. So we'd love to help you. But this man was a breath of fresh air. So thank you for coming in. Another quick shout out. Shout out to Joe Jaquint. You know, I bring him up all the time. Not that I have a crush on him, but I'm definitely getting worried about myself. So tomorrow, on October 3rd, I'm going to be a guest on his show. We know we've had Joe on here a few times, and I don't know if he felt obligated or pressured to reciprocate. But anyway, if you get a chance, tomorrow I'll be on 10:10 a.m. between 9 and 10 in the morning.
It's going to be yesterday by the time anybody listens.
No. Yes. Yeah. Today is Thursday, the 2nd of October. I'm in a time warp as usual. Come on, Anthony, you know how this works. Why don't we move on? As you know, we're here to help you be proactive, not reactive, and prepared, not scared. The big gorilla in the room, as you all know, if you're listening to us, the government is shut down. And obviously, Anthony's going to say that makes zero difference. It shuts down all the time. You know, why did it shut down this time? Oh, because it was Tuesday. So we don't know how much it's going to matter, but we're kind of envious of the government. You know, these people talk about non-essential employees. First of all, if you're non-essential, what the hell are you doing collecting a paycheck? So I'm kind of in favor of like cleaning house, and maybe this is the caveat to bring in smaller government. But we're jealous of this whole situation. So we thought we're going to have another money shutdown today. Instead of doing our normal articles, which I have plenty of as usual, I don't want to do it. I feel unmotivated. I feel like I'm a non-essential employee. And so what I did was I got some help for us today. As you know, Anthony and I were on a little vacation last week, and we went to a comedy club one night. We went to LA Comedy Club at the Edgewater Hotel. It was a weeknight, so it's kind of quiet. I am so glad we went. It was actually the highlight of our trip. So there were three different comedians. There was the, you know, resident comedian. Then there was the warm-up. Then there was a man named Bob Zaney. If that name sounds familiar, he's been on the comedy circuit for over 40 years. So he's a comedian, an actor, a radio personality. For over four decades, he's worked with some of the biggest names in the business. He's appeared on pretty much everything there is. So when Anthony and I went to see him, we thought, you know what? That would be an outstanding change of pace for our show. And Anthony and Sam, before we start recording, they talk about comedy a lot. You know, they're young. I mean, I'm the old guy. I listen to AM talk radio. They listen to music and comedy and things that I'm envious of. So anyway, so we asked Bob, thinking there's no way. I mean, what would a famous man be doing on another money show? You know what? Miracles happen. And we have Bob Zaney with us today. There's your cue, Bob. Say something funny, quick.
No, I'm not going to say anything funny. I'm just excited about your man crush with Joe. I mean, the way you open up to your people, it's amazing. Yeah, and after that intro, I really didn't know what a big deal I was. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this show.
Right. It's not too late to back out. Also, I love that JR brought up someone's wife passing, and now it's like, oh, and here's Bob.
Well, I co-hosted with people like Tom Bergeron and Casey Kasem and Norm Crosby and Ed McMahon. And every time I would, right before I did a set, they'd run a package about someone in dire need because of muscular dystrophy. And then I'd have to go out and be funny. So I know how to follow that. But I also believe that we should learn to laugh at everything, because if you don't, it's going to get you. You know, look what it's done to Anthony. I mean, I remember when he had a full head of hair last week. By the way, I just got one of those Gen Z gardeners. Well, I got a Gen Z gardener. I had to fire him because they would only come over and manscape. And it was like, hey, what about my lawn? I think you're afraid I'm going to say a naughty word.
Oh, we are not afraid of that. We heard you in person. I don't think you know a naughty word.
I know a few. I think they're important sometimes, as long as you sprinkle them in. But it was great to meet you guys. And after the show, you came up and you bought something. I feel obligated. I have to do your show.
That seems unfair. Yeah.
What did you buy, by the way? What shirt did you buy? Or did you buy a couple DVDs?
DVDs. I got a DVD for Sandy and I, and I got one for Anthony. So, yes.
No, I was just saying that DVDs are exciting. It's the documentary of my career. They're available at bobzany.net. And I always say, if you don't have a DVD player, get it anyway. If you have a wobbly kitchen table. And you just put one of those DVDs underneath one of the legs and boom, it's fixed.
Which is exactly why I purchased two. Our table, one leg's very much sure, the other like me. So, and one of the things about you, I've seen your face before. I know you've changed over the years. Once I started researching a little bit, I went on YouTube. And by the way, follow Bob on YouTube. He's got a great channel, lots of videos and shorts on there. So if you want to check out Bob's shorts,
the official Bob Zany channel.
Oh, is there an unofficial channel?
I'm sorry, I have to say the official Bob Zany channel. No, it's a lot of people have posted my stuff and they get credit for it. So I just realized it was time. We've got over 5,500 subscribers now, which is exciting. We just started this up last year. So,
well, and I went on there and I all of a sudden an hour later, I'm still watching videos. So I learned a lot, too. I mean, I learned that you were, when you were 15 years old, you were on the Gong Show. So that's awesome.
Yep. Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Last Comic Standing. I've been actually on Crazy Comics on the Spanish channel. I've done them all. The only one I have not done is this show. And now I can get it off my bucket list.
Well, yes. And this is going to be the pinnacle. This is your career's peak, I presume, today.
You know, I'm working on my autobiography. A lot of stuff that I got in life started with no, and Last Comic Standing was one of them. Three times they said, no, we don't want you. And then the fourth time, I knew the judges. There was Alonzo Bowden and Kathleen Madigan, and they're friends of mine. And I said, well, I'll get a fair shot at least with them. And I did. And I did that. But, you know, I did Star Search. I beat Carrot Top on Star Search. I talk about this in my live act. We like to call it the live act. And by the way, I have a money idea for your folks out there. OK, you know, these cleaners that say they get rid of 99.9% germs. Someone's got to come out with a cleaner that gets that other 0.01%. And there you go. It's like Medicare B. It's like it's a supplement to the other 99%. I'm an idea guy. I'm wasting my time on these Zoom shows.
Yeah. Why are you doing this? You should be on Shark Tank.
You know, I have so many great ideas. But again, you know, everything in life, you have to realize, yeah, it's a great idea. But are you going to put the time and effort into it? I've put the time and effort into my stand up and I think I do pretty well. You know, I've surpassed 10,000 hours many, many years ago. You've heard the 10,000 hour. That's when you become a genius because you put so much time and so much rejection.
I do.
How old are you, Anthony?
35.
Oh, wow. You should take better care of yourself. Look, the point is, I'm kidding. You know, I look at you and all you're missing is the sombrero and the Donald Trump mariachi band. You got the Joaquin look a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You're pale and it's not happening. No, I'm kidding. No, yeah, you know, at 35 is an interesting age, and I think JR will back me up on this. 35 is when I first started having opinions, because before that, I go, oh, okay, yeah. And then you live enough life, you go, you know what? No, I don't think you're right on this one. This is my thought. You know what I mean? And not to say my opinions matter, but you got to believe something.
You need to listen to our show. I mean, it's all about my opinion. This is definitely not facts. It's opinion.
2 + 2 = 4, I would say, is a fact, but they try to even screw that up. So, you know, just believe what you say, know it in your heart, and then sing a song like Anthony does every morning when he wakes up and sings Stairway to Heaven.
Tell me more. I mean, the more I poked in around your background, it's like, I mean, you were in movies. You had a part in Joe Dirt, right? You were in The Informant.
I'm in Joe Dirt. I played Matt Damon's attorney in The Informant. So all my scenes are with Matt. And I always like to tell people, I think I made him a better actor.
Oh, for sure.
Anyway, no, but he was actually a great guy because we were locked up in this office for like half a day and they were filming from a distance. So we got to talk. And one time we were just sitting around and he says, I like it when a director directs me. And I said, Matt, I really don't know if you're being sarcastic or not. He says, no, a lot of the directors don't direct me. And look, it's their film. Tell me what you want so I can go home. He was a good guy to hang out with. And I made him laugh, which was important to me.
Nice. Like our job with financial stuff for living, every job's got stress. I get that. But I mean, we always think Hollywood, you know, there can't be any stress there. It's just nothing but fun and money and woohoo. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you need some levity with that. One of the films that I saw on IMDb, 23 Minutes to Sunrise. It looks pretty intense.
I think you can find it on the interweb. You have to search. But yeah, 23 Minutes to Sunrise was great. I wish I was selling that movie after the show. You would have bought it.
Right? Yes, I want to see it now. But I mean, and I know I had heard your name. I know I had seen you over the years. I had no idea how pervasive you are in the world. So this is
very
cool.
I'm very pervasive. But yes, I'm very pervasive. I'm omnipotent. How's that?
Omnipotent.
Isn't
that
me? Yeah. I don't think that's the right word. Now, is Anthony in a different location altogether? Are you in a different location, Anthony?
Yeah, we record from our homes, but I'm in Arizona too.
Okay, but far away enough so you don't have to deal with JR like after the break.
No, I try not to. Yeah, I try to avoid him as much as possible.
See, I'm not allowed within 500 yards, Anthony. That was rare that we're in the same room in Laughlin. I just figured in a different state, I won't get caught.
No. And again, I'm glad you read your restraining order. The point is, JR, what you bring to the table is the wobbliness of life.
Yes, I agree with that. The wobbliness of life.
I think he just saw you walking after you left the show with those 2-drink minimums.
Anthony, I'm saying this with love in my heart. Think about wearing a hat, okay? Because your head's a little shiny. So what other questions do you have for me, JR? Because it sounds like you did a deep dive into my career.
A little bit. I mean, not, you know, stalking level like I am with Joe, but a little bit. And the reason I don't stalk you, you're not as close. I mean, Joe's here in Phoenix, so it's a little bit easier. So I the biggest thing I came away with, you are definitely a people person. Is that fair? You're a big people person?
I love people, and I truly believe this, and I'm going to go on record here on this show. Without people, we wouldn't even be here.
At least without two of them.
Right?
We can only hope you both of you have been neutered.
Right? Neutered, not spayed. So when we go into your show, it's funny because even though it was a weeknight, it was on a Wednesday night, it wasn't a huge crowd, you got everybody involved. You got a guy who seemed to be probably in his mid-40s. You asked what his name was, and he said Billy. So if I remember correctly, you're telling us about time at his age to hang up the E and just go by Bill. So when that happened, then you went over to our table and you asked our names. And I said, JR, you got to my son's friend and you asked what his name was. He said, Bill, I need to tell you something. That's not his name. He just thought very quickly, and he thought as a young man, he would show Bill how Bill's done. His name, that young man's name is actually Rance. So, but
let me tell you something. Rance, wow, good thing he didn't tell me that. The show would have went a whole different direction, and I wouldn't be on your show right now. Actually, you know, Rance Howard was, I guess, Opie and Clint Howard's father. He was an actor. Did you know that?
I did not. I've never heard the name Rance Howard.
You really should do more research.
And not just on you. How did the two Howard brothers, one become so famous in so much? And then poor little Clint Howard, he's like, what, a alternate in a way off Broadway play now? I mean, what is Clint doing? I mean, you don't see him.
You don't see him. And it concerns me because I am a huge Clint Howard fan. I believe what Clint Howard has brought to the industry, others haven't. And I think the whole thing is, if you look at why am I blanking on Richie Cunningham? If you look at Ron Howard, you know, he was very cute as Opie, right? And then he was an okay looking guy as he got older. But Clint, something happened. He went through a time machine and something happened. That's all. And it's a tough business. You know, I think it was Socrates who said, isn't that sad? You two got quiet. Like, I'm going to quote Socrates.
Well, we're not going to understand it. We're trying to stay silent. So you don't know that we have no idea even that name you said.
Well, let me get you a hemlock drink. Okay, I gotta get my leg back up, sorry, but it's okay because of the 6 second delay. You know what, I'm thinking that I'm time traveling with you too, because I'm every time I say something it goes 6 seconds into the future. Let me show you a little bit of my office. There's my map of all the places I've been, the United States. I've been all 50 states.
I saw you're in all 50 states, and also what, 7 different countries? Spent time in Israel, and you are international. You are global.
13 now. Mexico, Canada is a given. We got your Denmark. We've got your England. We've got your Israel. We've got your Hong Kong, which is really China, if you think about it. So they'll work it out, okay? But I learned a whole history of Taiwan. I mean, that guy left and to form a democracy. He didn't want to be part of that, and that's what really angers them. And then I've been to some of the outskirts, the island, the Bahamas, I guess, is considered a country. I've been there. Nothing.
You showed up there?
Yes. No, I went there to tan, and then I claim it as a place I've been. Yes, I've done shows. Right. Anthony, I haven't had, you know, the last vacation I had scheduled was 9/11. Okay. And 9/11 is my birthday. We were supposed to go to Disney World the next day for 4 days. I didn't have a gig booked. Whenever I've gone anywhere, I've had a gig booked. And of course, that didn't happen. So there you go.
So bad things happen when you take vacations.
Yes. And when I do this show.
I'm excited for you because I know that, you know, HBO, whatever, I don't know who hosts, you know, hour long specials now, Netflix, HBO, but I mean, you're going to be busy after today.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting the calls. You know, I've been on HBO, Showtime, Comedy Central with specials. So I've done all that. Now I'm working on my talk show. It's called Zany. We did 9 episodes down here in Vegas. We're going to find a new venue to really make it look great. And so, you know, we'll see what's next. And there's a sitcom I'm supposed to be part of real soon. I'll announce that real soon with a major star. But until then, I'm filling time on this show.
Nice. But I mean, in all fairness, I mean, this is like community service, right? Don't you feel like you kind of owed the world this to be on our show?
Yes, I did. And I feel a little bad because we're not talking finances. So let me go into my financial material. As I told you guys at the table, I've invested all my money in credit card debt. See, when I die, I want Discover card to call up and discover I'm dead. Here's your cash back, baby.
So hang on to that thought. Can you stay with us a little bit longer if we take a
quick break? Oh, we got to go to break?
Yes.
Just a little bit. Just poquito, Senor JR.
And by the way, our break is always sponsored by Discover Card. So good call on that one. We're going to lose our major.
Really?
That's all right. Wow. We have no sponsors. We have no sponsors. We have nothing. So why don't we do this? At least you get to
scratch yourself. Go ahead. Let's go to break.
I do a lot of that. Yes, sir. So thank you so much, as always, for being with us today. I hope it's okay. We brought you something different. We're highly unmotivated with the big government shutdown, and we want to do something a little bit more light and airy today. So make sure you reach out to us, 623-523-0444. You can email us at team at anothermoneyshow.com. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. Also, we're up to about 370,000 views of our videos and our shorts. So it's growing. We appreciate your support. And if you want to get a hold of Bob, reach out to him at bobzaney.net. He is amazing, and he is very, very funny to me, which is what I need. We'll be right back. Thanks for being with us.
All of JR and Anthony's listeners receive a free consultation just for listening to the show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com.
Hi, I'm J.R. Rochford, host of Another Money Show, airing Saturdays at noon on 960 The Patriot. If you've heard our show, you know it's more news-based and how current events could affect your finances versus actually telling you what we do. I'm going to tell you what I've seen time and time again to be the very key to a happy retirement, and that is income. You would think that those without much money in retirement are the only ones worried in retirement. What I consistently see is that those with large sums of assets are also just as worried. That worry always comes from the fear of running out. Stop worrying about your assets. Assets come and go. Income is forever. I believe self-funding pensions are the key to a happy retirement, and I can help you do it. Reach out to us at 623-523-0444. That number again is 623-523-0444, or find us on the web at anothermoneyshow.com.
This is Another Money Show.
Well, you know what? I'm going to base this off my battery life.
I love that. I got another call in to do. Yeah.
What's the
it's really not, Sam, none of your business about my battery life. By the way, I just found out my smartphone. It just has a GED.
Nice.
I like Sammy. Keep him here.
After recording, this can all count.
All right. We're in segment two then. Segment two started a minute ago.
I don't know how radio works. I'm too good looking for radio. I don't know how any of this works.
You really are. I'm blinded by the light and wrapped up in a douche and the owner of the night. Sammy, it's joined us, folks. Very excited. This is the producer. This is the type of person I want in my team. You know what I mean? Someone actually knows what's going on. And JR, you can learn from this.
Oh, I've been learning. We've been with Sam for 3.5 years. I mean, this is if Sam ever leaves us, I'm going to take over Sam's role. I want to help.
Sam is the only professional on this show.
Sam,
can I just say something? If you guys have been together for 3.5 years, you know what that tells me? Sam doesn't have ambition. Sammy, you're good. Get out. Move on. Okay. You did a lot for the guys. Look at Anthony. The moment you leave the show, Sam, Anthony's going to grow the hair back. Okay.
This is what you do to me, Sam.
Bang. And I mean, my hair used to be down to my shoulders when we started. So I don't know what that means.
Oh, was it? You guys, did he have long hair like a hippie?
Sam was like a chia pet. I've never seen that much hair on a human being in my life. It was crazy.
Well, you did the research on me. If you go to my Instagram page, Zany Bob, I have a lot of photos of me, and I used to be a surfer comic when I started out. In fact, I played the Westwood Comedy Store when I was like 18, and Pauly Shore, who was like the fry cook, 12 years old, he'd watch me work as the surfer comic and go, "Hey, dude, I'm thinking about being a comic." And I went, "Hey, good luck with that," and I walked away.
Where? I haven't seen that name in a long time.
He lives, I think, here in Vegas.
The store now, right, after Mitzi passed?
No, I think he bought it, but his brother runs it. I knew the family. I started going there in 79, and I became a regular, I think, in 80, 81 for a little bit. And, you know, I always tell people the Ice House in Pasadena was my high school. The Comedy Store was my college, and the Improv on Melrose was my graduate school. That's where I really learned my, chops. And then I moved on to a lot of roadwork. There's one shot. That's not the shot I'm looking for. Sam, do you have others to choose from? I have a mullet. You can see that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You want the mullet? We're queuing up the mullet right now.
This is a pre-hair transplant, too. Very exciting that we can do all this. There's a little bit of mullet. There you go. Where do you find these photos? My God. The photo they had of me at the LA Comedy Club at Laughlin. I don't know where the hell they found that. I looked like I hadn't eaten in a year.
Jay said it wasn't you. I
here's my favorite. Look at that. Look at my tuxedo, and I have ruffles.
Well, that is
Awesome picture. Do you have the one that says screening my calls? Yeah, it's a great one. It's Bob Zaney screening his calls.
So, and how old were you when you started with carrying a cigar? I know you used to light it. I saw one clip where you were actually smoking it, but every other clip I saw you smoking.
I smoked it on the Rodney Dangerfield HBO special. I know that because I can see me puffing it. But I think I'm around 28 years old is when I picked it up. I was doing with the baby and the cigar, a throwback to the old time comedians. So that's what I was doing there. But there you go. But the one I was talking about, Sam, there's a picture of me. I have a phone and I have an actual metal screen over it. And it says I'm screening my calls. There's a picture of me with a fan, a giant fan. And I said, it's Bob Zaney and his biggest fan. You got to find me. I got some funny photos out there, man. Okay.
The best part is this is a radio. Nobody listening is going to see any of this. Maybe
I'll not. Well, that's
but
fine.
It'll be thrown on the YouTube.
Anthony, go ahead and describe what they're seeing right now, if they're listening on the radio. They're seeing Bob Zaney with a giant fan, and the title, that picture, let me tell you something. That the photographer was a Playboy photographer. We did a two-hour shoot, and then at the end of the thing, I was in her garage studio, and she had that fan. I said, let me get a picture of that. And that was in over 100 articles across the country in cover shots. This is one of my CDs from B to Z. I thought that was clever.
I'm seeing a lot of these on eBay, Bob. I'm seeing a lot of them on eBay.
Well, I'm going to buy them up, okay? I don't have any more. That's the sad part.
Advice from Bob Zaney. You create scarcity, and now all of a sudden it's going to be worth a fortune.
And let's only hope. I have an actual vinyl album, Hi Home, I'm Honey, that came out in 1984 or 5. You can probably find that, Sammy. Hi Home, I'm Honey. That was a tribute to my father who had dyslexia. Every night he'd come home from work. Hi Home, I'm Honey. What's dinner for? Not roast pot again.
That's hilarious. So speaking of cigars, back to the cigars.
There it is. Oh my God, that's a great price. $7.99.
I'm going to buy one while we're...
Buy low, sell high.
Yeah. Discussion.
Why don't you buy one? Yeah. Now, those actually, I actually, the company went bankrupt when they put it out. So I had to go to Tower Records and buy like four so I'd have them.
I was in Dublin. Well, I found a Tower Records. I didn't know that they still existed.
And there's one Blockbuster video in Fairbanks, Alaska. So look, this is what you need to do. This is the next documentary. Okay. You go around the world and you find the laughs of the last, you know, maybe you can find a Montgomery Ward's department store. I bought my velour suit there. There was a place I went. I forget where it is. They still have a First Interstate Bank. Do you remember them?
Yes, we had that here in Phoenix.
Yeah, but there's actually right. They got bought up. My favorite bank, and we'll do a quick finance joke, is Capital One, because they say, what's in your wallet? And I always like to say, an unused condom from 1985.
I made a similar reference to that, and Sam scrubbed it. Sam thought our audience would not appreciate my condom jokes. So, and I'm glad you're here, because I know this one will fly.
Well, look, Sammy, I think you really have an eye for talent, and keeping JR at bay is the key to what you do. And 3.5 years of this now. It's time for you to go work for Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey Russell? Is Nipsey Russell still with us?
No, that's the point.
So we're
they don't even know who Nipsey Russell is.
Well,
do you not know? I think I asked, was it your son, JR, that was there at the show?
So Anthony is my stepson, and then my son Jay was there, and then his friend Rance, yes.
Yeah, but I asked him, do you know who Rodney Dangerfield is? And he said, yes. Do you know how many times I hear no from that age group?
Really?
And Johnny Carson, they don't know who that is. And it's like, you feel like really the old guy when you say him, but those are the reasons why I get to stand up there. You know what I mean? You always have to remember who came before you, because if they didn't come before you, you wouldn't be there, you know? So you respect the history of it all. There, I got serious. I hope. Did you get my nose in that one?
Well, and Jay is, you know, he's been brought up by me. So he's seen Back to School. I mean, he knows that it's okay to laugh. He knows that life can be funny. He saw Blazing Saddles. Actually, I got in a lot of trouble when I was new at being a step parent to Anthony. I took him to see Pulp Fiction. He was like, I don't know, 11 or 12. And we went to see Pulp Fiction. And then we were quoting lines from the movie after that. And his mom found out what Pulp Fiction was. She was none too happy. She thought he was a little bit young to see that particular film.
When I was 12.
This is your fault.
No, and again, remember to keep that step part in mind. Look, when I was like 12 or 13, my parents wouldn't let me see The Exorcist. Okay. So, but you know what the best part of that is? I starred in a movie with Linda Blair in 1988 called Up Your Alley. How about that?
Really?
Wow.
Yes. With Murray Langston, the unknown comic from The Gong Show, and I and her, we were the main stars. It's called Up Your Alley. You'll find it, Sammy, if you search it. Just put Up Your Alley, Linda Blair, pop up, baby. It will pop up. But anyway, so yeah, you know, parents were different back then. But, you know, I always do these shows where they go, well, you got to be careful what you say because there's some kids in the crowd. And I'll tone it down for kids. But they can see everything they want on the thing. There you go. See? And the best part of this is if you see the credits, I don't think you can see the credits. There we are. Is there a picture of me? There's got to be a picture of me somewhere. Look at me trying to scroll up.
We can Photoshop you over Linda Blair's head.
Yeah, but there's got to be a picture of us together. Well, there. I didn't even know that was her name in the film.
Bob's
Vicky Adderley.
Sonny Griffin.
Yep. Ruth Buzzy was the best. I did a scene and she was off to the side, and afterwards she came up to me and said, "You were great." And I said, "I don't know, Ruth." And she grabbed me and started shaking me. She said, "If someone in this business gives you a compliment, you accept it and you thank them for it." And I learned that ever since from Ruth Buzzy. I miss her. He was the best.
Yeah, I mean, the internet connection seems a little rough today, but hopefully this is coming across okay. So, and we're in four.
No, he's gonna fix it in post, and he's gonna actually put sombreros on all of us, and then every time we talk, the Donald Trump singers mariachi band will pop up behind us.
So, and I've been, you know, that Hakeem Jeffries picture, I've seen it, and I don't want to bust any bubbles, but I'm almost wondering if that's not AI.
No, it might be. It might be. In fact, my nose is AI right now because I didn't care for the nose before this, and I had it fixed.
I want to see
the pre-dose?
Yes. When you were younger, there was a while you were heavy. You were very heavy set.
I've been heavy. I always like to tell people I've gained and lost more pounds than the London Stock Exchange.
Right.
Look, that was a financial joke, Sam. Keep it in, Sammy. Sammy's got that Bluetooth in there and it hasn't worked in like 2 years, but no one wants to tell him. Well, you know, I told you earlier that I'm an idea guy. I think that what you do is collect broken Bluetooths and give them to homeless people on the streets who talk to themselves. So that way it doesn't look so bad.
That's hilarious.
It's the ideas. They just keep coming to me. Here, is it up there? It's not up there. You would have loved it. I don't have it here anymore. By the way, I just want to say my sponsor is Crawdaddy's Cajun Spice. Look at that. Crawdaddy's Cajun Spice. They sponsor everything I do. So I had to just give that thing real quick.
And when you say, look at that, you know we're on the radio, right?
Yeah. Don't you have a YouTube channel?
We do. We do. But we don't show the whole entire show. We've got a wonderful lady.
Do they show the part where you put your pants back on?
Jeffrey Toobin? Is that, I mean, we tried to get Jeffrey Toobin on the show, but he was busy.
He said, can I hold, please?
That's funny. I
mean, anyway, film in different locations now.
You know, what I think's going on right now. I'm looking at Sam with his computer like mine, going, "I'm going to cut that. I'm going to cut that. Well, that's not making it. Oh, that sucks. That wasn't funny.
God,
why make fun of my blue?
I've got so much to cut already. Like pretty much everything after this point is going to fly.
Sam hates free good. Speech in America.
Oh, free speech. You know, it's so funny how the comedians talk about that. You know how we're always told you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't do this, you can't do that. So I'm all for free speech. But like I said, it goes back to what I said earlier, gentlemen. What's in your heart is all that matters. So then you can joke about anything. Okay. I think it was Plato who said, "I come in four colors and make sure you put the caps back on."
You've been in front of all kinds of diverse audiences for over 40 years. I mean, you know, when you made a joke about people being in Detroit last week, do you ever have people that, you know, nowadays they're too sensitive to be there? Do you get people that are butthurt because you make a joke about gender or whatever? Nah.
Well, once in a while, but not really. I think most people get what I do and what I'm about. I'll give you an example. I was in Memphis and I was playing at a comedy club for a week. And then on Thursday night, it was called the Black Night. So they invited the black people to come out to the show. And it was two shows. And they said, "Well, you know, you're white. You don't have to go up. They don't like white comics." They said, "I'll tell you what, I'm going to go up on the first show and do it. And then I'm going to go to that Dollar Theater across the way and watch a movie." So I went up and did my show and got a standing ovation. And then I left and I'm walking out and the manager's chasing me going, "Where are you going? We got another show." I said, "You told me I didn't have to even go up." So they paid me more. I don't play that game. You know, we're there. Well, I think this is why I never made it too big, is because I can make everybody laugh. And how do you market that?
To me, I don't know. I think people have gotten too sensitive. Funny is funny.
I think it's changed.
People really are that way, though. I think people say that everybody's tough, but like people going to comedy shows for the most part want to laugh. Like,
yes.
Well, and they have me talk at like classes and stuff and comedy classes. And I always tell them, look, if you're in a comedy club, you're halfway there, because think about it. They're there to laugh. But if you're doing a corporate show, you've got parameters, like the boss is there and you have to worry about HR and all that. And that goes to the freedom of speech thing. You don't have freedom of speech at a corporate show.
Do you have corporate show horror stories? Because I listen to a lot of stand-ups talk about their corporate shows and they pay well enough for them to all take it, but they all regret it. They all hate the shows that they've done.
Only a couple. One was they had me do some club. And I was doing my show. They said, "Do what you want." I said, "Fine." I was very young at the time. So they were piping that show into the restaurant. So all of a sudden they turned my mic off and say, "You can't say that." I said, "What are you talking about?" They were piping it into the next room. They should never have done that. But I'm the bad guy. I was on Make Me Laugh. I used to do a joke where I had a tie. It was Winnie the Pooh on the tie. And I said, you know, I ran it by the producer and he said, "Oh, great, do it." So the joke was, I went up to the guy, I said, "You know, they ran out of toilet paper in the bathroom and I had to use my tie and I got poo all over it." So big laugh, right? And then all of a sudden after the show, that same producer came up and said, "You got me in trouble with Disney." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, you can't do a joke like that." I said, "You okayed it." And then here's the thing. That's when I realized he didn't have my back. He had his back. So that's why you got to be careful about when people say, you know, "I'll do a corporate show." And they said, "Do anything you want." That's when I really hold back, because that person's an idiot. You're paying for a professional. You know, when you hire a comedian, you're paying for a professional who knows certain things and what to do. That's all.
Makes sense. So, and I did notice on your website, people can actually have you come to their state or whatever. I mean, you actually are looking to go to different states to do your act.
No, I go everywhere. This next week, I'm going to South Carolina. And then after that, I go to Rockford, Illinois. Then I'm going to Reno. Then I'm going to Grand Forks, North Dakota. Then Sioux City. Then Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And on and on. So I play across the country. So I didn't really move to Vegas to play in Vegas. you know, we're, if the opportunity comes up where I have a residency, that'll be great. But until then, this is my life. It's taken its toll. I used to watch this. Let me see if I can do that. See, half of me's gone. Anyway, you guys, I got to wrap this up because the fire marshal's here and there's too many people in the room. It's been a real joy. And Sammy, I think without you there, you could be replaced. And Anthony, really wear a hat. Okay. Just think about a hat of some sort. It doesn't even have to say anything like mine. JR, thank you for all you've done for stepchildren out there everywhere.
Do what I can.
By the way, go see my Dry Bar comedy special on YouTube. It's got over 9 million views on YouTube alone. If you watch it, please share it with other people, like it, and then leave me a comment about this show, and then I will get back to you on my YouTube channel.
Right. Thank you. Roland, thank you for taking time. Thanks so much for
being here. You guys are the best. I got to go. Baby.
Thanks, Bob.
5 minutes left to process that and talk about the government shutdown. JR, what do you think?
Yeah, JR, what do you want to talk about now?
Wow. That was not what I
did. See, exactly. When you're having a good time, nothing going on in the government, none of your political BS matters. It's just about having fun.
This
show can be about having fun now.
Okay, so we have a new format. If you're a comedian and you're listening to us, we're interviewing actively now. Send your resume and $20 and we'll get you on.
We'll get Cena on here.
And it's funny because, you know, having Bob on, this guy took us away. When I think about last Wednesday, it was so nice. You know, for me, I'm always watching the news, reading something. I'm so immersed in what's wrong with the world. So, and Anthony, it was your idea that we went to a comedy show. I didn't really want to go. I mean, I figured either I'm going to be sitting there on my phone. I did play a lot of PyGow. I did a little bit of slots. So, and by the way, Rance, I shout out to Rance. This is a young man who picked up PyGow so quickly and he was so accurate setting his hands and stuff. So I need to send this episode to his dad. I already made mention of the fact that Rance is definitely a genius.
It's
anyway,
not a hard game to play.
It's not a hard game, but it's intimidating. It's when people are new. Yes, maybe you're a super genius like Rance, but it is intimidating for people. They're always asking, am I setting this right? Am I doing this? Am I looking for flushes? Am I looking for straights? Rance didn't. We explained it to him and bam, he's there. That's rare.
From what I explain the stock market to me and why it keeps going up.
It only goes up.
I go so simply now explain the stock market.
I've told you what happens. You've been in the office 7 years. It can only go up.
QMM and how it's up over 1,000% in 5 days.
Well, but then the government shuts it down. But wait, let me finish my comedy thing. So I was like, yeah, whatever. Comedy show sounds great. We got free tickets. Thank you so much to the Aquarius, Carol, and so forth for helping us get in the show. That was the highlight of my trip. And it's hard to have a guy on the show and for it to be like a stand-up show. So I had some questions ready. I didn't know how to roll with this.
And you let him talk. So that part was amazing.
I thought he'd be interesting. I can't let you talk, but I thought I'd give him a shot. When you spend a little time on YouTube watching this guy, he is pretty funny. He's pretty hilarious. So I'll save the articles I have for today for next week. We've got articles on Arizona public school superintendent salaries. You know, we do have the article you just referenced. So there's a cryptocurrency that shot up by 1,000. Actually, it's a stock. It's like an ETF. It's a basket of cryptocurrencies.
Well, it's a company that said they were going to get into the crypto market. And as soon as they said they were going to get into the crypto market, they shot up.
And then what happened?
Came in and said, no, you're not allowed to be that successful.
But the whole object behind cryptocurrency is it's out of the normal reach of the government. And we're proven time and time again that is not the case. So we'll dip into that a little bit next week. So what else do you have for us today, Anthony? I know we're almost out of time.
We've got like 2 seconds left. I think. Should we end the show?
Sam's saying we have 2 minutes. Stop being such a drama queen.
We can talk about whatever.
I'm done. This might actually be the first show in a long time I actually go back and listen to.
Oh, that's nice. Your own show and you don't go back and listen to it. I listen every week.
Just listening to you and I'm stuck listening to you every day.
What a
I'm not going to waste my free time also listening to you.
What a pleasure it must be to be you and get to be around me. Sam, don't you wish you lived closer? We could hang out too.
Yeah, I've got some good.
Sam, after their divorce, you can be my new stepdad.
I will say I've produced a handful of interviews with different comedians before on the radio, like Jeff Foxworthy, Cedric the Entertainer. Bob Zaney was very good. Very good interview on the show. And hopefully everybody had a good experience. We're going to do the best we can cleaning up on the edits to make it sound as smooth as possible. But what a guy. And maybe he can make a return in the future.
Nice.
That would be fun. I actually had a really good time. I was worried. I wasn't sure.
He's funny. He's legitimately funny. And I think, JR, you made a good point. Like, a lot of people think of Hollywood and celebrities, and they think, you know, those guys have such a great life. But they work really hard, and you can tell that's a guy that's worked at his craft and is, you know, those skills.
The road dogs.
Yeah, that is.
They're out there working.
That's something he's been honing for decades.
So. He's been on over 1,000 national TV appearances. That's amazing. 1,000. And apparently that stat is kind of older. That was about a 10-year-old stat. So, yeah, pretty impressive. Yeah.
So anyways, if you liked Bob, check him out, bobzaney.net. He's on YouTube, the official Bob Zaney YouTube. That's it for today's show. If you like what you heard, you have any questions on the topics, just kidding, we didn't talk about any topics. But if you do want to sit down to review your personal financial situation, you can reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web, anothermoneyshow.com. Check us out on YouTube, Another Money Show. There's no minimums. There's no cost for appointments. There's nothing to lose by getting a second opinion on your financial situation. We'll see you again next Saturday at noon right here on 960 The Patriot.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.